The political maps that Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers drew in 2011 are now headed to the nation's highest court. The U.S. Supreme Court announced Monday that it will consider the constitutional question that has arisen in Wisconsin: how much partisan gerrymandering is reasonable? WUWM's Annalise Henzel is following the story and joins us now with an update. Good morning, Annalise.
Good morning.
So what arguments are at the heart of the legal battle over Wisconsin's legislative maps?
The question is whether the new assembly boundaries that the Republicans shaped in 2011 create districts that are too partisan. Democrats accuse Republicans of gerrymandering, of drawing the lines in such a manner that makes it nearly impossible for Democrats to win. Those who sued say the assembly maps are unconstitutional because they deny Democratic voters say in elections. Republicans disagree. They say the maps reflect the population. Districts are mainly blue or Democratic in urban areas, while districts elsewhere are mainly red or Republican. The Republicans add that the party in power typically creates districts that favor that party and say Democrats have done the same thing in the past.
This is quite a heated issue, and it's been making its way through the courts now for 6 years. What kind of reaction are you hearing now that the nation's highest court will settle the case?
Well, State Attorney General Brad Schimmel says he's thrilled. He was unhappy with the lower court's ruling that declared the maps unconstitutional, and Schimmel urged the Supreme Court to consider the matter. He says the redistricting process was, quote, entirely lawful and constitutional. The two top Republicans in the legislature, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, say they're confident the Supreme Court will affirm the GOP maps. On the other side, Democrat Peter Barca wants a different outcome. The Assembly Minority Leader says if the Supreme Court agrees with the lower court that Wisconsin's maps are unconstitutional, the move will help, quote, end the terrible polarization we see in both Wisconsin and across America. And Sachin Chetta of the Fair Elections Project, which fought the state's maps in court, says he's confident the high court will affirm the lower court ruling.
And does the outcome of the Wisconsin case matter to the rest of the country?
It could. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling might affect maps deemed to be too partisan in other states. So a lot of people will be watching the outcome. Also, the case is getting attention because in recent years, the court has considered racial inequities in political maps, but not the issue of how much partisan gerrymandering is reasonable.
So what's next, Annalise?
The Supreme Court is expected to take up the case in fall and probably won't rule before early next year. And this creates a mystery as to what maps will be in place in the 2018 elections. Last fall, the lower court ordered the legislature to redraw its maps, but the Supreme Court yesterday said the 2011 Republican maps should stay in place while the court considers the case. And the uncertainty could be unsettling for candidates.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Annalise Henzel is part of the newsroom here at WUWM. I'm Rachel Owens. You're listening to Milwaukee Public Radio.